Dr. Sandbag, IQ Seminar.
The following program is a paid advertisement for the Dr. Sandbag IQ Seminar. Now, Dr. Romberg Sandbag.
Hello. It is a great concern to many Americans today that they do not fit into society because their IQ is too high. For instance, here's a very simple test for you to realize that your IQ makes you a misfit. Are you ready? Number one, do you wonder why Who's the Boss is still on TV? Number two, are you upset that The Wizard of Oz is banned in Tennessee? Number three, have you never subscribed to Splat, the magazine of mud wrestling? If you have answered yes to any of these, perhaps it is time to lower your IQ, and that is what Dr. Sandbag's IQ seminar is all about.
We'll return to Dr. Sandbag in a second, but first, let's listen to some people, just like you, who've had results from Dr. Sandbag's IQ seminar.
My house used to be filled with all man-made furniture built and sewn by the few skilled craftsmen still left in America. Then I took Dr. Sandbag's IQ seminar. Now everything I own, I got from calling those late-night TV toll-free numbers. Like here's my roll-a-size chair, my adjustable bed, my Zanfear collection, and my weed whacker. Sure, there's lots of stuff I ain't got. A Frigidaire'd come in handy this time of year. But I figure if it ain't on late-night TV ad, it just ain't real.
And listen to this multi-millionaire.
Hello, I'm Vacuum Hose of the band Belts and Hoses. At one point, I was an acclaimed jazz saxophonist, but after Dr. Sandbag's IQ seminar, I can't even say except when I'm making some sophomoric joke about great sax. I'm practically illiterate now, and I owe it all to Dr. Sandbag.
Now, Dr. Sandbag, what are some ways people can lower their IQs at home?
Well, you cannot jump into it. You may become a blithering idiot, and no one wants that. A good thing for beginners is to identify closely with celebrities. For instance, becoming grievously concerned about Ed McMahon's marriage problems is a good way to ease into lowering your IQ.
And when does someone need the seminar?
Well, if you have a job, instead of depending on income from fast food restaurant games or candy bar wrappers or lotteries, then you are much too smart for your own good.
Here's a letter from a person with a problem. Dear Dr. Sandbag, I'm the chess champion of northern Minnesota.
Please stop right there. This person has a big problem. They have obviously spent hours and hours learning to play chess when he could have been mooning sunbathers from a helicopter. You should take this seminar today.
Well, that's all the time we have. For a free big print brochure telling you how you can be on the road to a low IQ, write to Road to a Low IQ, IQ Road, New York, New York. For a discount on your first session, forget to include the zip code or a stamp. Act now.
And now, the news.
It's time for news. Good morning, I'm Happy Picnic. Well, you slept, these stories were gathered by our little news robots. Waste dumped. Grassley nixes CB termination. Bush resigns. And Washington mayor discovered in weird scandal. Now the stories. Boyd County residents yesterday voted overwhelmingly to not accept the proposed five-state nuclear waste facility. Spokesperson Molly Flummo said, however, that they will accept the nuclear waste.
Well, just dump it in the streets or in our yards. We just don't care anymore. Chuck it through the windows. Big deal. I'm still upset about being named Molly.
In a related story, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley has withdrawn his support for turning Council Bluffs into a nuclear test site. Grassley said he originally thought the idea was to build a college for physicists, but that a closer examination of the wording has convinced him otherwise. Well, President Bush has resigned. Saying he was sick of acting like he liked people, Bush said he felt compelled to do something to express his utter contempt for the human race. Dan Quayle reluctantly took the oath of office while working in the Dale Earnhardt pit crew for the upcoming Indianapolis 500.
Well, I don't know where he went. My name's Molly. I'm a personal friend of Dale's. Dan just said it was a real inconvenient time for him. He'll get back to you.
Finally, Washington Mayor Marion Barry, already involved in a really seamy drug scandal, was found last night in an Atlanta motel room dressed as Chief Nakahoma while undercover agent Paulina Prosakova wore the costume of the Philly Fanatic mascot of the Philadelphia baseball team. Federal agents said no laws were broken, but the entire incident is just, quote, too damn weird, unquote. Well, that's the news. I'm Happy Picnic. Have a pleasant lunch.